This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, here we go. Fasten your seatbelts. We're going to start again from Samach Ches Amar Aleph, five lines in the bottom. Tashma. The Gemara had an interesting lamda shashayla. When a father is mefer nedarim, is he megis gayas or miklish kalash? Basically, is somehow the way I look at it is, does the father come chop half the nedarim vertically? So the husband removes half of it vertically, and the father removes half vertically, and the husband removes half vertically. So if you had two olives worth, then the father would say, okay, I'm annulling one of the olives, and then the husband would annul the other half. Or is it horizontally, meaning each one lowers the degree of prohibition? And the nafkamina obviously would be if only one of them is mefer, and she ate both olives. So if it's chopping it, if it's megas gayas, then if she ate both olives, then she would still be violating an olive's worth of neder. On the other hand, if it's miklish kalish, then she's not fully violating a olive's worth, but she's over an iser. That's the Gemara Shaila. Tonight, we're going to learn the first proof, Tashma. The only thing is, it's a braisa that takes more than an amud. So we're not going to see any proof tonight whatsoever to this Shaila. All we're going to see, friends, is four of the five cases. The proof's going to be from the fifth case. So we're not going to see any proof tonight. We're just going to learn four cases. Now, just for the sake of clarity, the father inherits the ability to annul nedarim from the husband. There are many cases where the father will inherit the right to annul nedarim from the husband. It's called Nisroikna Rishus Habal La'av. Nisroikna Rishus La'av. Case 1 and case 3 are going to give examples where the father inherits the right of Hataras Nedarim fully from the husband. Case 2 and case 4 are going to illustrate where the husband does not inherit the right of Hataras Nedarim from the father. So basically, what we're going to see is she's primarily in her father's domain. The husband has certain rights. The father could inherit the rights from the husband, but not vice versa. Case 1 and 3, the father inherits from the husband. Case 2 and 4, the husband does not inherit from the father. So you say, so why is this so hard? It's not. It's very easy. The only thing that we need to clarify is why do we need both case 1 and case 3, and case 2 and case 4. And basically, each case will have a novelty or a chiddush that the other case does not have. All right, I'm going to let the hat out of the bag. Basically, what we're going to be dealing with is, there are two ways to skin the cat. Namely, on the one hand, the more the husband did, the more the husband does, and the less he leaves over for the father, the easier it's going to be for the father to inherit that little bit left. Yeah? In other words, on the one hand, you can make the case that the more that one party does and the less they leave over, oh, so it's easy to scoop up the rest because it's not a big share to scoop up. So if there's very little left, you would think that it's easier to inherit. On the other hand, if the first party accomplished more and left less to give over, maybe a little bit is not significant and it doesn't transfer. So on the other hand, on the one hand, you can make the case that a little bit is easier to give over because there's not so much that the other party has to inherit. On the other hand, if there's a little bit left, maybe it's too insignificant to give over. So you could play it both ways, okay? That's going to be one of the most important, so to speak, subtleties that we'll have to clarify. In other words, on the one hand, the more the husband does, maybe the easier it's going to be for the father to inherit. On the other hand, the more the husband does, maybe there's not something significant left over for the husband to inherit. Okay? So that's going to be a major idea in today's Amud. So today's Amud consists of 8 lines. Keneged. Keneged. Keneged 8 important holy things. Okay. Tashma. Emasai amru meis habal nisroikna rishas la'av. Come in here. When do we say if the husband dies, his rishus empties to the father? In one of 3 cases. As long as the husband did not interfere. Case number 1, bizman shaloi shama habal koidem sheyamas. If the husband didn't hear about the nether before he died. If he didn't hear about it, then he didn't in any way affirm it. So now the father could take over. The father always could take over. Oisha shama v'hefer, the Bach says. Or the husband heard and he annulled. Now, even though his annulment is meaningless because he died, but as the Ran explains, and we read it Sunday night, he didn't interfere. It's true his annulment is meaningless, but he didn't interfere. Or Oisha shama v'shasak, or he was silent. Oh, but if he's silent, that's an affirmation. No, he died that day, so he's never silent for a day. Umeis boi biyoim zuhi sheshaninu. This is what we learned. Meis habal, if the husband died, nesroikna rishus la'av. The domain is emptied to the father. Okay, that's simple. We did that last time. Aval im shama v'kayim. But if the husband heard and he affirmed, oisha shama v'shasak, or he heard and he was silent, umeis b'yom shachar, died the next day, so he was silent for a day, ein yachal hafer. Then the father can annul, because basically the husband interfered, either by affirming through active hakama, or affirming by remaining silent for a day. Okay? Weiter. Case 2. If you have a pen, take your pen and write in your Gemara case 2. Okay. It's not mandatory. If you don't write it, you could still come to the shir next week. But you should write it anyway. Case 2. Shama Avia. If the father heard, Vehefer la, and the father annulled, V'lo hispa kabal lishmaya, and the husband didn't have a chance to hear the nether bichlal, ad shemeis ha'av, until the father died, zuhi sheshaninu, about this case we learned, meis ha'av, lo nisroikna rishus labal. If the father died, his rishus does not empty to the husband. So let's get the details. The father heard the nether. He annulled the nether. And the husband did not even hear about the nether. And then the father died. The husband does not pick up the slack. He cannot annul the nether. So, in this case, the husband does not inherit. The father annulled it. But the husband didn't hear about it. Why is that important that the husband didn't hear about it? We're going to learn that the husband has no control over nedarim until he hears about it. So if he didn't hear about it, he has no rights. So if the husband never had rights, the father had very strong rights. Oh, the father had very strong rights. So then the husband doesn't have to pick up so much from the father because the father did a lot. The father did so much, because when the father annulled it, the husband had no sovereignty. So the father was a big owner. So now all the husband should have to do is inherit a little bit. Even that he can't. He can't even inherit a little bit. Meaning the reason why we picked a case where the husband didn't hear is to tell me a bigger chiddush. That even though there's very little for him to have to do, he still can't do it. It's pashut in a case where the husband heard. It's pashut in a case where the husband heard that he doesn't inherit. You know why? Because he has so much to do. Because the father didn't do so much. Because the father was sharing sovereignty with the husband. So in that case, it's pashut the husband can't inherit. He has so much to do. But in this case, he doesn't have a lot to do. The father already did a lot. So now the husband doesn't have to pick up so much slack. In this case, the father had so much rights, he only left a little bit over. Still the husband doesn't inherit. That's why we picked a case where the husband didn't inherit. That's the way the Ran explains it. I have to tell you, this is the first Amud in Masechta Nedarim that Daf HaShavua did not recommend any Rans. Because what we just spoke out was about 30 lines. Okay? But it's easy. Basically, the point is, the reason why case 2 picked a case where the husband didn't hear is because if he didn't hear, he had no rights, which means the father had a lot of rights, which means the father did a lot. And even so, and the husband has very little to pick up, he can't pick it up. That's case 2. The father, loy nisraik no rishus labal. Okay, so far so good. Now, you're going to take your pen and you're going to write case 3. Case 3 goes back to nisraik no rishus la'av, that the father does inherit the husband. And obviously we already had that in case 1. We'll have to see what's being added here. Shama bala, the husband heard, vehiferla, and he annulled it. Interesting. The husband annulled it. V'loy hispika av l'shmaya. The father didn't hear nothing. Ad shemes habal. Until the husband died. Zuhi shashaninu. About this we learned. Mes habal. If the husband died. Nisroikna rishus la'av. The father inherits. The obvious question is, this is case 1. Case 1. The husband either didn't hear, or he was silent. I'm sorry. Either he didn't hear, or he annulled it, or he was silent for less than a day. He was silent for less than a day. In all of these cases, what do you need? In all of these cases, we say the father does not inherit. So what's the... I'm sorry, in all of these cases, the father inherits. So what's the chiddush of case 3? Why do we need to reiterate that the father inherits? So there's one added detail in case 3. What's the added detail in case 3? The added detail is the father even inherits where the husband annulled it and the father didn't even hear it. Ad shemei sabal. What's the chiddush of this case? Isn't this exactly like case 1? Case 1 is the husband didn't hear, or he heard and he annulled it, or he heard and he was silent. The father inherits it. So how is this different? How is this different? right? In case one, either he didn't hear at all, or the husband annulled it, or the husband heard it and was silent, and he died on that day. So the father inherits. What is the chiddush here in case three that the father inherit? In this case, the husband died before the father heard about it. Oh, that means the husband had a lot of control. The husband had more control than the father. So you say, the husband had a lot of control. So in this case, if the husband had a lot of control and it's easier to give over to the father, so then taka, this is a smaller chiddush, because the father inherits in a case where he has very little to inherit. We just established in case two that when there's less to inherit, it's easier to inherit. So why in case three, when there's less for the father to inherit, do we need to repeat the father inherits? It's always easier if there's less to inherit. Says the Ran, now we're switching everything on a dime because we could skin the cat the other way. You see, in this case, since the husband had more control, and there's less to give over to the father, maybe the father can inherit such an insignificant amount of a neder. Maybe it's too small to inherit. Now we're flipping the script. You see, case two, we said the chiddush is that the husband does not inherit even though there's very little to inherit. So we're saying a big chiddush. He still doesn't inherit even though there's very little. Now we're saying the father inherits even though it's very little. Why? Because you could say the other way around, that it's harder to inherit very little. In case two, we were saying maybe it's easier to inherit very little. In case three, we're saying maybe it's harder to inherit very little. Okay? That's case three. Case four. Now you're going to take your pen and you're going to write case four. Shama bala v'hafirla. If the husband heard and he annulled it. V'lehispika av l'shmaya. And the father didn't have a chance to hear ad shamis. So the husband heard, he annulled it, the father died. The husband cannot annul it. The husband cannot annul unless he has the partnership of the father. So this is really case two repeated. Because in case two, we also say, the only thing is in case two, what's the difference? In case two, the father annulled it, and the husband didn't even hear it until the father died. So in that case, we say the husband does not inherit. The father annulled it, and the Baal didn't hear it. So the father had full control. He's only giving over a little tiny bit to the husband. The husband does not inherit it. But what's the chiddush of this case? The husband heard it, he annulled it, the father didn't hear it, and he died. You see, in case two, the father annulled it and the father died. So if the father annulled it and the father died, think about what's happening. If the father annuls it and he dies, that's worthless. The annulment goes down the drain. So then the husband has to annul the whole thing. So he can't do that. Case two, for sure the husband can't do. Because the father annulled it, then the father died, but an annulment and then the person dies is meaningless. So now the husband has to inherit the whole thing. It's not going to work. But here, the husband already annulled half. So he doesn't have to annul the whole thing. He's only, so to speak, has to assume the other half. Maybe he could do that. No, he can't do that. He can't do that. Why? Here, the Ran points out, we don't even say Lo Yisroi K'no Rishus L'Baal. Here we say, another point. The husband can't do it without the partnership of the father. Let's see if we could read at least this, a little bit of the bottom ram. Shama bala v'hafirla v'la hispika av l'shmaya ad shames. Eina bal yachal hafir, shena bal mefer l'bashutfes. V'hach bava ashmina rubu satfei mimai da ashmina v'bava d'shama aviyah v'hafirla. Demasik nami, demasik banami, meisa avle nisrag nashasval. Case 4 is saying an added chiddush over case 2. De bishlama hasam, bishlam in case 2. Ikulamemar, you could say. Denehi, de beinna de hafrala av, havi afaras afara ma'alia. It's true, and the father annulled it, it was valid. Ve'iklushay nidra tuva, and the nether was weakened well. V'lo yishtayr ba'el aporta, and only a little bit remained for the husband. But kivan delay hispik ha'bala shmaya, since the husband didn't hear. Afilu achi michimaisle av, when the father dies, kamli nidra b'kidmei kara, the nether returns back to its original state. Da michimais av, because the husband when the father dies, batla la hafarasai. The hafara is batal. Velespa mishasha, and there is no mamashas to it. Umishum hachi kivan da olam le nidra. Now, since the nether is strong, bidinhu de baloi nafesh chile. It's logical the husband doesn't have strength, so therefore le matzi mefer. He can't annul it. Aval hachba over here, the iklish lehi nidra. The nether's weak. The hafer baal, the baal was made for it. Vele hispika avle shmaya, the father didn't get a chance to hear it. So therefore, the husband is now having to assume a weakened nether. Vaakati nidra bekalushakai, the nether remains weak. In case 2, the husband has to deal with a full-fledged, strong nether, because even though the father was mefer, but when he died, it's a worthless hafara. So the husband can't deal with a powerful nether. But here, the husband's dealing with a weakened nether, because he was made for half of it, and that didn't go anywhere. Deloy batle afras baal. Da'isa, the husband's still around. I would have thought, kiven de kolishle, since it's weak, v'lishtarbe l'achemisa sa'avela porta, and only a little bit left, lahi porta tizgile afaras baal. Maybe for that small amount, the hafara of the husband will be sufficient. Kamash malan. Dafil hachena baal yachal hafer. Sha'afo pishloi zocha av me'oilam benedarim halalu. Because even though the father was never zoicha in the nether b'chla, because he didn't hear it, he wasn't aware of it. And when the husband's dealing with it, v'kli shilei nami tuva dehafer labal, v'akati isi afilochi ain't about yaglover. Why? Demilsa psikta yi she'ain't about mefer ela b'shutfas. So I'm going to tell you a chiddush regarding chazara based on this gemara. See, one without the other is kalash, right? In other words, in case four, the husband was made for it, so it was weakened, and then the father didn't hear it, and the father didn't know about it, and then he died. So all the husband is dealing with is a weakened nether. The chiddush is he can't even remove a weakened nether. But one thing you see is that when you do it once, it's very weak. So if, let's say, you didn't fully understand the shir, it's because you only did it once. It's still weak. Do it one more time. Take out your pen. Write the four cases. And write, you know, what the point of case one is. And once I have case one, what's the point of case two? And how is case 3 a bigger chiddush than case 1? And how case 4 is a bigger chiddush than case 2? You'll see the second time, you'll knock it out of the park. Anyway, even after 2 times, it's still going to be hazy. it's not considered learning until you do it four times. The fifth time is the first chazara. Okay, and then next week we'll see the how these cases, which they don't, we're going to see from a fifth case, how we could bring a raya to whether Miklash Kalash or Megas Gaius. Yeah? Shkayach. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.